All right, Chase Sexton, third place, won the final one, which is good. Without a fall, maybe you challenge Eli a little bit more, but has to feel nice to win the last one.
Definitely. Today was kind of a struggle. I came back from the first qualifying session. I think I was almost 2 seconds off of Eli, which is not normal for me. Right. Just didn't feel comfortable. The track was – I was having a hard time adjusting to the speed, and the rhythm sections were fast but also really technical. So that was difficult. And then I got those down, and then the main event, the first one, I was losing the front everywhere. I had no traction. Yep. And then just kind of calmed down a little bit for the second one and just told myself I got to – just find some traction and not push it as much. So,
any bike changes or no?
Yeah, we made changes pretty much every session today, which is not great, but we actually started going the right way towards the last two races, and that was good. I felt like I had more traction, and the track was pretty beat up. So, overall, I was salvaged what I could. It was good to win that last race. I felt like myself, and I felt like I rode really well the last one. So,
I guess, look, it hadn't gone great. For the first two, you get the start, and you're just like, all right, like here we go, I guess, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got the start, and I said, I don't want to see another fender till the end of end of the race. So I kind of just put my head down and did some really good laps at the beginning, got a gap, and Jason was coming, but I just wanted to manage that gap where I had it, and it was good. I just glad to get out of here and get off of the podium because I was just wasn't vibing really all day.
Somebody told me, maybe Chiz or somebody, said the dirt from main one to main three was quite a bit different.
It was different, and actually I think it played in my favor. Yeah. The ruts were really really choppy all day, and I wasn't comfortable leaning over and just ripping and doing a three out of the corner all day. So I think it actually played in my favor that it got a little bit looser and more where you could just square up and kind of do your own thing instead of being kind of slot car a little bit. So I think that played in my favor, and I had some good rhythms out there, and was just hitting my marks last race.
Yeah, I got a text saying you were doing 3-4 in the rhythm after the finish. I watched you, never did it. I took my eyes away. I got another text saying he just did it. I looked, I never saw it, so I don't even know if it happened, but dude, that's pretty big.
Yeah,
you're leading the race and you pull that out?
Yeah, well, I actually did it in the first two main events, but the first main event I was in 11, so okay. No one was watching me really. I did it in the second main event. And then the third one, I busted out a few times, like two or three times. But, yeah, it was 3-4, 3-1, and it was everything the 450 had. It was getting up in the air and kind of, like, not going high and getting drive and then revving the crap out of it and just seat bounce everything. So it was cool. Like, I kind of felt like I was a stew moment out there. But
No, that's impressive. And the 4-4, that looked pretty big, too. Like, you're one of the only guys to do it all the time or most – not all the time, but a lot.
I actually didn't do it at all. In the main events, I didn't do it once.
Really?
No.
Wow, okay. So, yeah, in practice, you had it down.
I was going just as fast by just cutting off that inside. And it was just, I didn't know how far to go outside to do the four. So, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go on three on off and just do that. Because it was just, I wasn't really gelling with that section. So, I messed it up a lot in practice and overjumped and just wasn't great. So, I just stuck to the three on off. And there was some big rhythms out there. There was another quad. After the one before the sand, there was a 4 in there somewhere.
There was a 3-3-4, I think.
There was. I just didn't have the guts to pull it out. I already had one in mind, so I just kind of stuck to that.
I asked everybody about Triple Crowns. They're back. You like them, you hate them. Where are you at?
I actually like them. I mean, tonight it definitely played in my favor because I had a bad first race and then came back. And I was really happy with my stamina tonight because I felt really good in the last race. I sprinted the whole time, and that was probably the first time ever I've been able to sprint for the entire three races, which is cool. So, I think they're good. I think it pays a price for getting good starts, which I got decent starts all night. Yep. Not as good as Eli, but I think it just keeps you on your toes and more time for racing.
Yep. Did you see the freeze on Craig?
I did see it.
Wow.
Wow. That's all I got to say. That's what I said. I watched it, and I'm like, what just happened? Because Christian was on it tonight. Like, he was riding really good. Obviously, Hunter was too. But I don't know what it was. I was bummed out because Christian, like, that could have been bad. Yeah. Like, could have been
concrete.
Could have been a season-ending crash for Christian, which is, you want to see everybody come down to the wire at the end of the year. So you don't want to see people getting hurt. Right. I don't want to say much on it because I don't want to get in – I don't want to, like, get bad blood between Vince or I, but I just didn't know what was happening there.
Well, congrats on the win, the last one, and the podium. Thanks, man.
Thank you.